6:17 currently our time from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison, where it's a little bit busy here this evening in downtown Madison. Cooler temperatures starting to roll in, but it is going to be hot and hopping over the pub house here coming up in just in less than 45 minutes. The Dakota State University baseball team hosting a World Series Game 2 viewing party over the pub house starting at 7 o'clock tonight all the way until 11:30 p.m. And again, there are going to be 21 plus only is allowed. In celebration of the Fall Classic, DSU Baseball will host a meet and greet party and promote the DSU Baseball brand while enjoying Game 2 of the World Series. I'm ready to go for the World Series Game 2. I got my Dodger hat, my Dodger jersey on as well. Coach Josh Anderson not going to be happy about that. We'll have him on coming up in a little over 10 minutes. But again, in the night of the event, it is tonight, and tonight only going to cost you $35. Cash or check over at the Pub House, the DSU Baseball World Series Game 2 viewing party to help promote the DSU Baseball brand at the Pub House in downtown Madison. We had Coach Joe Bundy, offensive coordinator for the Madison Bulldog football team, here on the show in our previous segment. Wonderful to have him on talking about the Madison Bulldog football game tomorrow night on AM 1390 against T. Airy to open up the 11A football playoffs. But we're going to be talking about all the other classes as of right now. Great matchups here in the quarterfinals. Starting off here with 11B football, Aberdeen Ron Colley, after coming off a win last week, 27-9 over Mobedge Brolic, they're going to be taking on Sioux Valley as they are going to be taking on the Cossacks in Volga as well. That game, Aberdeen Ron Colley in the 11B quarterfinals. Aberdeen Ron Colley against Sioux Valley. Bridgewater Emory Ethan is going to be taking on Winner, and of course Bridgewater Emory Ethan defeating McCook Central Montrose 42-0 last week, and also Sioux Valley coming off a shutout last week as well. Groton area is going to be at Sioux Falls Christian. Sioux Falls Christian needed overtime to defeat Canton last week, and certainly will be another test for Sioux Falls Christian down in Sioux Falls as well. Red Cloud is going to be taking on Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central this coming tomorrow night as well. Against Red Cloud against Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central. That is a mouthful to say as well. In the quarterfinals of the 11B playoffs starting tomorrow night. Over in 9AA, we switch on over the nine-man schedule. Woolsey Westington's going to be taking on Gregory tomorrow night, along with Arlington Lake Preston taking on Miller Highmore Herald. And watch out for Arlington Lake Preston. They did defeat Baltic by the score 18-0. Arlington Lake Preston certainly gave interesting start to against Coleman Egan a couple of weeks ago. Arlington Lake Preston not one to sleep on in this matchup against Miller Highmore Herald. Kimball Whitelake's going to be at Bon Home tomorrow night as well, with Garrettson against Irene Wakanda. Now, Irene Wakanda, if Trey King is even half himself in that game, Irene Wakanda has got themselves a real good chance against Garrettson. Irene Wakanda, man, when I covered that game against Howard in the middle portion of the week and the middle portion of the season, I should say, that was one heck of a contest. It was their quarterback, Trey King. He counted for about 6 of their 7 touchdowns in that victory, including game-winning drive to defeat Howard in the waning seconds of that contest all the way down in Irene. Quarterfinal action over in Class 9A. Timberlake is going to be taking on Corsica Stickney. Avon is going to be at Howard. Howard getting a win over Chester area last week by the score of 42-15. I'm sure there were a lot of running backs touching that football as well, along with Zach Party and Michael Hofer getting a bunch of the reps and a whole bunch of other cast of characters for the Howard Tigers. Howard's been able to just keep things going and also stay fresh at the same time. A lot of bodies moving in and out lineup for Coach Pat Rummel and his Howard Tiger football team. Warner is going to be hosting Lyman tomorrow night, with Canastota Freeman also taking on Britton Hecla in Britton as well for the Class 9A quarterfinals around the area at the same time. Taking a look here at the 9B playoffs, we switch on over to some games and some teams that we're going to be keeping our eyes on as well. Burke South Central is going to be on the road against the number one seeded in 9B. That's Sully Buttes. Sully Buttes getting a win last week and shutting out Hitchcock Tulare 50-0. Cologne's going to be taking on Harding County. Harding County at the same time also got a win. Of course, that's why they're still in the playoffs. Harding County defeated Kadoka area 40-6 in that opening round match. And also Castlewood's going to be at Wall next week. Castlewood making the trip just across the state to take on Wall tomorrow night. And in our area game of the week over on our sister station, that is Jammin' Country FM 103. Faulkton area is going to be on the road taking on Coleman Egan. That game will be on Jammin' Country 103, 7 p.m. kickoff from Fritz Field in Coleman. Now for Coleman Egan last week, and their win over Northwestern with a score of 52-6. It was just not pretty. It was ugly, and there was more flags. At one point, there were probably more flags than there were points on the board for Coleman Egan. Could have easily been a 50-0 halftime win for Coleman Egan. They move on to the quarterfinals, but a lot of penalties called back, three or four touchdowns for the Hawks in the first half, even in the second half as well. A lot of sloppy play, and unfortunately, Coleman Egan knows better. Coach Chad Williamson for the Hawks was speaking with him earlier today. He knows that his team can do a lot better and also needs to stay within themselves to be a little more disciplined against a Faulkton area team that defeated Langford area 28-0 last week in a very physical, hard-fought game. And a physical game it will be tomorrow night with Coleman Egan taking on Faulkton area. And also the weather forecast for tomorrow night not looking very good as well. A wind advisory throughout a good portion of tomorrow into tomorrow night. Also portions of your Friday morning as well. Also going to be some precipitation in the mix. And I'm not just talking about rain. I'm also talking about snow at the same time. Not a great, that is South Dakota football weather at this point of the season. We're playing with house money the last week or so. Even though a good portion of the season been a lot of rainouts, a lot of lightning delays, and a lot of postponements, but it also has been this point of the year. We've been graced with some nice weather the last couple of weeks, but now it's all going to come to a head here in the quarterfinals of football across the state with some snow in the forecast. Hopefully it stays out later, comes in a little bit late than it suggests. Usually they're saying about 9 o'clock or so, the rain's going to start mixing with the snow in quarterfinal football action. But for Coleman Egan, they need to be able to win. They need to set the tone on in the trenches, because if it's going to be not so nice weather, it's going to be a ground to pound kind of a contest, and certainly will have to be against Faulkton area, who does boast a few big kids on that unit for Coach Geditz and his Geditz, I should say, and his Faulkton area Trojan team as well. But again, Coleman Egan hosting Faulkton area 9B quarterfinals over in our sister station. That is Jammin' Country 103. We'll have that game for you starting about 6:40 with the pregame show. Also available online at AmazingMadison.com. And taking a final look here at the quarterfinals for the Class 11A playoffs. Last week was the regular season finales for all these teams, but now they are into the postseason. Quarterfinal action to open up here tomorrow night for these area football for these football teams in 11A. We're talking about Milbank at Todd County. So Milbank having to make a trip across the state up to Todd County. That'll be tomorrow night as well. Pine Ridge is going to be at Dakota Valley. Dakota Valley is 8-0 on the season. They didn't have to play Madison this year, hence why Madison and Dakota Valley both 8-0 on the season without having to face each other in that Big 12 and that Dakota 12 conference matchup. Three Dakota 12 conference teams here from the area also in the quarterfinals here of the 11A playoffs. That other team being Del Rapids, they're going to be hosting St. Thomas More, which may not bode well in the favor of St. Thomas More, them having to make a trip all the way over here to Del Rapids tomorrow night. And certainly for Del Rapids, they can certainly set the tone. They got a lot of kids there that can make a difference for them. They got Carson Rents at the QB spot, Matt Gologli, a fullback, but also is a power runner for them, provides a little ground and pound, and a few kids as well, a little bit of those scat backs and a little bit of more finesse runners as well. Watch out for the Courtiers to put some damage on St. Thomas More. The Cavaliers tomorrow night in the 11A playoffs. Dakota Valley, solid as well. They're going to be taking on Pine Ridge tomorrow night as well. Another team coming over that is going to have to make the trip across the river into Dakota Valley all the way down in Sioux City, and certainly will be a strong favor in the matchup for Dakota Valley as well. Look out for the Panthers to move on in the semifinals. And talking about Todd County at Milbank, Milbank having to make the trip over, see if that plays an effect. But the matchup of the night, and especially for all you listeners out there who are tuning into Coach's Corner, Madison going to be hosting T Area tomorrow night from Trojan Field in Madison. Certainly will be for the Bulldogs as well. Already got a win against the T Area Titans earlier this year. We were talking about that with Coach Joe Bundy here in our opening opening segment on Coach's Corner. Now, the Bulldogs this season, it just seems that nothing has really changed. Only the names have changed. A couple of kids moving, graduating onto bigger and better things. The offensive firepower led by quarterback Josh Giles in his senior year will be also in the mix. The Yonke Twins, Jaden and Jackson, along with Jacob Unterburner. Tons of kids we could be talking about as well. I wish we had Matt Gross here as well to be talking about this Madison Bulldog football team. It just seems that with every year that goes by, the weapons and the tools just become more and more useful for the Madison Bulldogs as they take on T-Area. Just a complete decimation of that 42-0 win for the Madison Bulldogs back in Week 7, also at Trojan Field. T-Area then going on to lose four straight games to end the season, as that was a matchup where T-Area either had one loss or no losses coming to that game. I don't remember off the top of my head, but still T-Area has something to prove in this matchup. It was a rematch of the state championship game last year, but at the same time, T-Area not quite exactly the team that they were last season. Madison Bulldogs going to be taking on the T-Area Titans. That'll be the quarterfinal matchup from Trojan Field tomorrow night here on Dakota's Best AM 13.9. It'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. We'll bring in the pregame show starting about 6:40 right here on AM 1390. Again, you can stay up to date the latest scores and schedules of the entire high school football playoff scene on our Great Western Bank Fall State Sports page at AmazingMadison.com. Sun beginning to settle down here this evening. But again, another big factor here, I want to talk about this before we head into our break and welcome in our next guest. We're talking about the weather here tomorrow night. I mean, again, we talked about a little bit, playing with house money these last couple of weeks, gotten some nice days. Last week was absolutely beautiful, but tomorrow and also Friday heading in this weekend, probably won't get up past 50 degrees here throughout a good portion of this week, the rest of this week, into the weekend as well. And snow becoming a factor later on your Thursday night, which could affect a lot of football games, with snow playing a factor in that in a whole bunch of games, especially in the area as well. Coleman Egan and also setting up for Madison as well. Could be showing up maybe around halftime or towards the end of the second half. A lot of games as well, as saying starting about before 9 o'clock, and also mixing with some rain and some snow after 9 o'clock as well. We'll be keeping our eye on it as well. And if anything else should change, whether some cancellations or postponements, be sure to stay up to date with the Randy Schaefer State Farm cancellations and postponements page at AmazingMadison.com. 6:30 currently our time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some DSU football in the house. Nationally ranked Trojan football team with head football coach Josh Anderson and a couple of players joining us as well. Jacob Giles and Kurt Bakey will be joining us in studio as well. This is Coach's Corner live from the KJM studios in downtown Madison. It is 6:30 our time on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.